Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Faith Focused Spanish Blog Show with your host, Faith Lane.
Welcome to the Faith Focused Spanish Blog Talk Show. If you're looking for advertisement, radio interviews, radio spin, hey, this is a great platform to be on. I'm super excited today. I want to say happy belated, I guess I should say, holiday. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Mine was very relaxing. I was a bum the whole day. But anyway, I hope everyone had a good day, a good weekend, and I hope they enjoyed themselves. Today, we're going to be talking about the third segment of 8 Reasons Why Getting Started is So Critical, okay? A lot of times we talk about our goals and dreams and or projects we might want to start, and we just never get them started. So we're going to talk about why it's so critical to get started, okay? And so the first couple of segments, I'm going to go a little bit over about what we talked about before and leading up to today. Now, the first thing we talked about is if you don't get started, of course, nothing is going to happen. Right? You got to get started, right? It's very critical to get started, you know. Some people probably want to dip their toe in a little bit in that cold pool, and they don't, you know what I'm saying, they want to jump in that nice, cool pool on a hot day, but they just don't. They might just stick their baby toe in there just to test it. You can't test it. You got to go in and you got to dive in head first, okay? Not literally, but dive in, okay? Then you got to gain some momentum. Then, you know, a lot of times people talk about learning what they do before they get started. And as I mentioned before, one of my old mentors told me, it usually takes 10 years to know your craft, right? So you're going to wait 10 years before you get started. That's 10 wasted years, right? So you got to get started. And then too much planning leads to inaction. Too much planning, okay? So yeah, you have to plan for the future. You got to plan for your goals. You got to plan for it. But don't overplan it to the point that you don't even get started, okay? And let me see. And then it makes the future easier. Getting started with something new becomes, that's so true. Something new becomes a habit. Okay, if you can't get started today, the next project will be, it take much easier to get started. But thing is, get yourself in the habit of doing the same thing, and then eventually, you know, your mind gonna automatically say, okay, I need to get, when it's time to do something, you're gonna automatically do it around that time. Get your mind used to doing the same thing as far as getting started, whatever it is that you want to get started on. If it's a project, like me, I know at 11 o'clock I need to be on here. My voice wake up, my mind wake up, everything. So getting into a habit, okay? So let's talk about, now this is very huge, guys. This is very huge, this next thing. Your self-esteem and getting a huge boost. And it says we silently lower ourselves when we procrastinate for too long. And I'm talking to myself because there's some things that I procrastinate in, right? Everybody has some kind of procrastination in them. And it says that we know that we're simply too scared to begin to take the risk of failure. And that's why a lot of people don't get started, because they're afraid of failure. You know, but I tell people there's no such thing as anything that's perfect, okay? You don't want anything perfect anyway. You want things, you want to be able to struggle through some things, not everything. But, I mean, because to me, for personally, I don't appreciate it unless I have to go through something in order to get to it. I don't want anything handed to me, right? But that's, you know, most people think that everything's supposed to come right away when they say it and they ready. No, most people that's actually millionaires that has been successful, you don't see the parts that what they had to go through to struggle to get to where they are. So it's always a struggle in something, okay? Trust me. Yeah, and then actually you'll be more pleased when you learn to go through the struggle. You'll be more pleased at your work, because then you can appreciate, look back and say, wow, I remember when I couldn't, I was too afraid to either, whatever the situation, pick up the phone, pick up that pen. If I want to paint me a portrait, it, look how long it took me to actually pick up the paintbrush and then dip the paint in the paint. And not even you was afraid to, because you didn't know if your vision, if anybody was going to see your vision when you painted that portrait, right? And then actually taking the paint and brushing across the canvas, right? But I tell people, we can all look at the same portrait, but everybody's not going to see the same exact thing. We are going to see something different. You know, you have to pick up the paintbrush. You have to put the paintbrush in the paint and then, you know, use the canvas to paint your portrait. So you can't be afraid. I mean, everybody, you have some kind of fear. I'm not going to lie, I have some fear, but not to be afraid of everything. And yes, we're gonna hit some bumps, and we're going to get some bumps and bruises, but that's expected. Right? And I talked about another segment before where Steve Harvey talked about jumping. If you guys ever see that video, go check that video out. It's called Jump. And he talks about, you know, in order to be successful, you're going to have to jump. You're going to have to jump. And he talks about, you know, a guy jumping off the cliff and he had a parachute, right? But the parachute didn't open the first time. So, of course, he got some bumps and bruises hitting up against the rocks and then the boulders and things like that. But if you keep jumping, eventually that parachute is going to open and you're going to soar into success. So you have to, I mean, of course, you're going to have some bruises, struggles, and some battles, right? It might not be with your business. It might be with mindset. It might be where your heart is, right? Sometimes, you know, and like I said, it could be your mindset. Sometimes you might need to work on personal development. Maybe you need to change your environment with the people that you're around. You got to get rid of stinking thinking. I mean, all of that stuff, you know, all of that stuff coming in a place. So that's just some of the things that I want to talk about with getting started. And, you know, one of the ladies I talked to last night, I told her, look, you know, she have a lot of things going on. I mean, I could feel it, 100 miles an hour. I said, you know what you need to do? She said, what? I said, write down everything. Write it all down. Everything you want to do, write it down. For all of your businesses, have a board for each individual business, which you want, the plans, how you want things to work for that particular business. Write it down on the board, whiteboard. Put it on your mirror. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your bedroom door. Before you open up your bedroom door, you're going to see your goals and dreams right there. So it's just about writing them down, scratch them off as you complete them. And you can see it better that way anyway, right? So anyway, the goal is to get started and to get going. Do not let your self-esteem get in your way. Do not let failure get in your way. And most important, don't let the word no get in your way. I tell my people all the time that I train to develop, I say, hey, how many times have you told yourself no? How many times have you told your spouse no, your kids no, people on the street no? That word no have not killed anyone that I know yet. The word, actually, the word. Only people kill people, but the word no has never killed anyone. So I tell people, why are we so afraid of it? It makes no sense. We even told our own self no when we wanted something, we couldn't get it. So don't let that word get in your way. So on that note, we're going to, tomorrow we're going to have a final segment on the 8 reasons why getting started is so critical. I'm super excited, guys, to be back on my show again. And I have some guests coming up. I'm not going to mention them until I actually get dates on them, but I do have a line of guests that's going to be coming up. I'm super excited. Can't wait to get them on the show. and listen to their stories and hear about their books and their journeys and things like that. So on that note, guys, listen, have a great day. And, you know, don't forget that God loves you, okay? Have a great day.
Yeah.